Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Problems and that kind of thing, but you're listening to American by Design with your host Bing Fisher, and we're on Conservative Nation Media, and you can check conservativenationmedia.com. You can also find me over at mightbeinthebasement.com. I'm not on Facebook or Twitter anymore. I am on MeWe, and that's pretty much the only place that I've been keeping track of lately. I was on Parler and a couple other places too, but MeWe is basically where you can get a hold of me and just look for Bing Fisher. Isn't it interesting as we get in, let me give you the call-in number anyways, it's 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. For those of you in California that are like brain dead and can't get Gavin Newsom out of office, that's the number to call. I mean, it's one thing and another with these liberal Marxist Democrats. They're kind of self-feeding on their own right now, because it seems like there is no focus. There is no focus to the party. It's basically about destroying the country. And like, you know, like I say in my episode info, it's going to be a never-ending COVID virus. There's going to be another variant that comes up. There's another one. Wear masks, not wear masks. The government is giving mixed signals. But in the meantime, the freaking people down in the southern border that are invading our border, the illegals, are coming in with COVID. And they're shipping them off to places that we don't even know. The governors don't even know where they're shipping them off to. Is that sick or what? I mean, is that insane? That's the definition of hypocrisy, of lunacy, of taking people that are citizens of your own freaking country and mandating them that even though they got a shot or two shots and that they're vaccinated, that they have to wear a mask still, when they told you months ago that you didn't have to wear a mask. And then you're telling me – well, I don't have any kids that go to school, but I have grandkids, that they have to wear masks to go to school. Now, why is this? Why is this? Can somebody please explain to me what this lunacy is of the liberal left that demands that I, as a citizen, wear a mask, which I never have from the very freaking get-go, never have, unless I have to go to the doctor or visit an elderly patient at a hospital or something like that. Never had to wear a mask. Never did. I won't do it. I won't do it. If they mandated at my job at work tomorrow, I would say I quit. I will not wear a mask because your science is based off junk science based off the government. Then the government that can't never do anything right. They can't get anything right. They think global warming, climate change, that's the biggest thing that's going to hit the world. That's our biggest threat. No, it isn't China. It isn't Russia. It isn't third world countries that want to, like, decimate us, totally destroy us, destroy our infrastructure through cybersecurity attacks and that kind of thing. No, it's not that. It's global warming. And it's masks. You got to wear a mask. Even though you've been vaccinated 100 times, you got to wear a mask. That's how this is going to play out. This is going to play out with the Democrats because it's a crisis. I'm holding my fingers up. It's one, it's a crisis. Two, got to take advantage of the crisis. Three, never let it go to waste. And that's how Rahm Emanuel got that party together, that group of people together. That's where it is. Where's Antifa? Where's Black Lives Matter lately? Okay. Where's, you know, where is our decency in this country anymore? Seriously. We've got the Olympics, which I don't even watch. I haven't watched one second of them because it's disgusting to me. Disgusting. You got this Simone chick, Simone Biles or whatever. And I'm like, you know, the Olympics teach you, like, to overcome your adversaries and, you know, to be better and to be, you know, predominant at your game and that kind of thing. And she just cops out. I'm sorry, you're not a freaking hero, okay? I don't care about your mental illness or whatever. But that's all I hear about on the news, the mainstream media, is, oh, she's got a mental, she had some problem. Okay, so if I don't want to go to work tomorrow, then I just cop out and I say, no, I don't want to go to work because I'm having some kind of mental problem. I don't feel like I'm going to be able to fulfill my par in my sport or in my activity. So I'm just going to cop out. Cop out. That's what it is a cop out. And the media liars sit there and, you know, tell you, well, oh, she's got mental problems and so on. That's what they train you when you go to the Olympics. Why we pay for this shit, I don't know. We pay. The taxpayers pay for this. Then you got another one. Raven Saunders, a dyke, okay? She that's got to put her hands up in an X, you know, she gets a silver medal, which is kind of trashy and at least anyways. But Raven Saunders, you know, has to go the extra mile to prove a point that she wants to make, which is ridiculous. The X marks the spot where we all have to congregate. We all have to get together. Oh, screw you. Get off the stage. Look, get off the stage. Quit taking taxpayer money that sent your freaking ass over there. I'm so tired of this shit. I'm tired of these people in academia telling me what I need to do, what I need to know. I'm tired of the athletes out there that want to take me that represent this country in the Olympics. I don't even think we need Olympics anymore. It's done. It's done. It's over with this year anyways. I know it. It's over with. Hell, we've got our best basketball team that can't even beat the French. So you tell me. It's over. Now you've got athletes that just want to make some kind of corporate or some kind of statement. It says, well, I'm woke. I'm woke and, you know, I know better than you. So I'm going to make this statement. No, your statement should be to represent the frickin' flag that you went to represent, the country that you went to represent. Now, if you want to go and represent another country, then sign up for their Olympic team. I'm so tired of it. I'm tired of the actors that want to come out. I'm tired of the musicians that want to come out and say, oh, well, we're so bad as a country. If we're so bad as a country, then you ought to give your money back. All the money that you made over the years, you ought to give it back. You ought to. If you think that way, you are, for one thing, you're a rude bitch. You're a rude person. You care less about this country than your own individual self. And that's what it is. It's selfies. It's all about selfies. It's selfish people that want to rule everybody else. But they don't follow. Gavin Newsom, the same thing. He just keeps on trucking like the Energizer Bunny. You know, he says, okay, you can't go out. You can't go out to a restaurant without a mask. And yet he's doing it. You got the hypocrisy on the left. This is the leftist hallmark trade of fame. They could care less about you. They could care less about themselves, actually, when you think about it, because they are most hateful, spiteful people I've ever, ever had to deal with. And I've had to deal with a lot of people in my life. A lot of people, but they are hateful. They just, they can't stand themselves. They can't stand each other. They can't, I don't know what's up with them. They just do not like, they don't like this country. And it's sad. It really is. It's sad because they hate it so bad. And they hated Trump so bad that they had to get him out of office, whatever it took. And I'm not saying it was stolen. I'm not saying it wasn't, but something is very fishy in Denmark. But the people that we're talking about here are the leftists, and they are the ones with the hatred. It's not the ones, it's not the conservatives, it's not the libertarians, it's not the independents, it's the liberals. They are so full of hate. It drives me nuts.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, if his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. around them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that.
It's crazy town, people. It's crazy town.
On both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, and Maxine Waters and the rest of them, all of them, should be thrown in jail for treason, for whatever. I don't care what crime you want to throw at them. They need to be spotlighted. You know, like when you go out to hunt deer late at night and you're doing it illegally, they spotlight them. That's what they need to do with these people because they're insane. They're absolutely insane. That's the leftist hate that I'm going to play every freaking time I can. Every time I'm on the mic, I'm going to play that because that defines them. That defines them. It defines their moment because this is their moment. They are so full of hatred. They're so full of, they don't even care about fixing anything. All they want to do is break shit. They want to break things. They want to break people's stores. They want to loot. Free loot? Under $900? Who the hell came up with that idea? New York and California. Who came up with that idea? Well, if you want to go loot a store, as long as it's under $900, we're not going to arrest you. We're not going to even pursue you. These are idiots that are in control of our cities, our municipalities, our local municipalities. They're in charge. There's governors like Newsom that needs to be out. The dude needs to be out. There's other governors, too. And there's some on the Rhino side. Liz Cheney, big backfire on her fat butt. She just keeps wanting to spread lies, falsehoods, and BS. And she's on this anti-Trump train. And I'm like, you know, for her father to be where he is, but he never really was a conservative. He was always kind of wishy-washy. She is a nutcase. A nutcase. You also got, the list goes on and on of people. Fergie, coming out and telling everybody, you know, they got to get together with the program, that kind of thing. I mean, this same chick that pissed her pants at a concert, okay? So, you know, take it for what you get. It's never ending, though. It's a constant, it's just constant media cycle. Liz Cheney, like I said, you got, what's her name, Pocahontas? You know, she just keeps coming out with softballs too. These liberals are freaking out about the 2020 election or 2022 election. I'm sorry. They're freaking out about it because they know they're going to lose. They're going to lose. It happens all the time, every election cycle, that we get one major party in, you know, Congress, and they end up losing seats. And that's what they're freaking out about. You got Kamala Harris that can't do her job on the border. What'd she make? A paper? It was three sheets long, I think it was, on where, maybe it was more than that. I'll give her credit, 13. Where she lays out her insight to where what the problems are at the border. The problems at the border, chick, is your boss. Open them. That's where the problem lies. you don't realize it. Well, you do realize it. You're not that stupid. But she's caught between a rock and a hard place. Now they got another guy coming in. I don't know. He's under the Obama administration. He ain't going to do anything either. They're just going to keep the border open. Just keep it open. Let all these people come in with COVID, with all, you know, gangsters and all this stuff, fentanyl, drugs, prostitution, child smuggling, that kind of thing. Just let them come in. They're good people. They just need a place. You know, they're escaping their home. Now, no, they're not. I seen a chick on a news clip, and she was from Nicaragua, escaping because they were persecuted so much down there. And she's on her freaking iPhone. On a freaking iPhone, people. She's on an iPhone, but she's so persecuted. No, this is, I don't know, this is what happened back during the Muriel boat lift when Cuba just said, well, look, we'll send you people. We'll just send you the worst dregs of society that we can dig up. And they dug them up and they sent them over here. And then what we ended up getting is the worst dregs of society on our borders. When will the American people wake up, get away from the mainstream media? Get away from it. It sucks. It doesn't help you any. It doesn't help. It hurts you. But that's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. And it really is a shame because America used to be a beacon, a shining city on the hill. For everybody to come to, legally, not just crossing the borders, not just coming in with diseases and everything else. We don't even know who you are. You just get a court date. Maybe, you know, they're not going to show up. You know they're not going to show up. And thanks for the Texas governor for sitting there and putting up his own money out of his own state budget to build the wall. To finish the wall or help finish part of the wall. Kudos. In the meantime, we got people that want to mandate masks for a disease that I don't have, that somebody else should wear a mask for so I don't get. I'm not following the logic here. I'm really not following it. But that's where the liberal mindset is. The liberal mindset is control, power and control. That's where they're at, and that's where they'll always be.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number five, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
Thank you, Liz Wheeler. I mean, millennials, when you sit there and talk to them, they are very stupid. They're not even smart in any subject. Nothing. Not history, not math, not science. They're not smart, but they went to Ivy League schools and they want their loans reduced or forgiven for going to Ivy League schools. I mean, how privileged are you? You know, to have a kid that's, you know, gone to an Ivy League school and now everybody's saying, oh, but, you know, it's white privilege. It's always about racism and always about the indoctrination of our children. I'm just telling you, I'm old enough. I don't have kids anymore other than grandkids. If you've got a kid in a public school, get them the frick out of there. Get them out if you can. If you can monetarily do it, I don't care, take a second job. Get them into a private school where they don't have to live under the tyranny of the Democratic Teachers Association, you know, the union. But they don't have to live under this tyranny. It's a sad day in hell when we have Olympic athletes that cannot go up there and at least hold their hand over their heart and say, you know, thank you, United States, for getting me this far. It's a sad day in hell when we got people in the media that denigrate our society, the greatest society in the face of this earth, the greatest. I don't know what it's going to be after Joe Biden gets done with it. Probably ain't going to be nothing but Venezuela 2.0. There might not be much left, people. But it's a sad day when you sit there and you look at these people that have no clue as to what's going around them, what is, in, you know, actually important to people, other people, than themselves. They only care about themselves. And they're miserable. They're miserable cretins. They're miserable little pusillanimous cretins that want to sit there and dictate to me, to you, to everybody else, to your kids, whether to wear a mask, whether not to wear a mask, whether to carry a gun, whether not to carry a gun, where you can do it. These are the people that need to be demolished. And I'm sorry for being so crass in that assessment, but that's the way I feel. These people are me. They should be a threat to you if you're a conservative, if you're a constitutional, constitutional scholar or a constitutionalist or an independent. These people should be considered a threat to you because they are antithetical to what the Constitution stands for. And the Constitution stands for capitalism. It stands for personal rights. It stands for states' rights. It doesn't stand for individual right. You don't have as an individual a certain right or rule against all the majority of the populace. It's not set up that way, retard. It never was meant to be that way. So get off your soapbox. Get off your stupid platforms that you're on. Get off your pablum that you spew out all the time and get real. Meet some people. Go out. Meet some people and say, look, what's most important to you? What's most important to me is the frickin' border. That's most important. We got COVID just streaming across the border. We got fentanyl streaming across the border. We've got illegal immigrants streaming across the border. And the taxpayer, you and me, are going to pay for it. Hands down. Hands down, we're going to pay for it. For years to come, not just this year, not just next year, but 50 years, 100 years down the road, we're going to be paying for it. The money that I make is going to go into them to get EBT and all this kind of stuff. I was even in line, just side note, I was in line at a convenience store and just waiting to get checked out. And there was a woman ahead of me that had, she wanted to pay so much on her EBT card and so much cash and buying lottery tickets. And her kid was wanting like ice cream or something, but you can't have that if it's over $2. I mean, I was really getting pretty pissed off because I'm like, okay, you keep, then she's got to call her friend up and what lottery ticket did you want, honey? I'm like, chick, will you get your shit together before you go to the store? Instead of holding up a line, and there were four other people behind me. And that's the mentality of these people. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about the person behind you. They don't care about the other person behind you. They don't care about the fifth person behind you. They just care about themselves. Whatever they want, they get. It's a mentality. The mentality has got to stop. We got to put a stop to it. We can't have people going into stores, you know, that are closing businesses down left and right because of the policies of their own state, their own governors, their own municipalities. They say, look, you know, we'll just let looters come in and they can loot you. We're sorry about that, but we're not going to go ahead and apprehend them, go ahead and chase them. And there's video on this. Unless you're living in a hole somewhere, there's video on all this stuff. I'm not bringing anything new to light. This is America now. America is not the land of the free and the brave. It's a land of what you know, it's a land of the looters and the takers, the smoochers. That's what America is anymore. We have to put a stop to it. We have to stop it pretty damn quick because it's going to keep on going and keep on going, just like I said, the Energizer Bunny. And communism is going to keep on going. It was introduced back in 1964 in the legislature, congressional record. You can look it up, and it's going to keep going. And it's already been instituted in schools, in the media, in the academics. In corporations, it's already been instituted. All these things that the Communist Manifesto wanted already has been instituted. You can look up previous shows. You probably find it where I went through each one of these articles, and they've already been implemented. I'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Is not an instrument either.
It's not crazy talk. This is crazy talk. What kind of place is this?
Crazy talk. If your parents got to meet a real dummy, they'd realize what a genius you really are.
But don't genius live in a lamp?
Crazy talk.
Yeah, don't geniuses live in a lamp? Yeah, welcome back to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, Uncle Bing, some people call me. I don't care what you call me. Just you call me if you want to, 646-478-5284. Urge you, I don't have a panacea for this predicament that we're in. I don't have a fix for other than to say that COVID in one way actually got parents more involved in their children's education, which I think is a great thing. I think they should have been involved before that. I remember going to PTA meetings and stuff like that with my kids. But COVID really brought it out because it was like they're doing the Zoom calls and they're doing all that kind of stuff. And the parents were actually able to listen into what their kids were being fed and force-fed during school, during, you know, classes and that kind of thing at home. And they started thinking, wow, what's going on? You know, you have some counties out there that are, you know, freaking out about you know, some of the learning curriculums that they got out there, and they're rightly so. They should get involved. If you got a kid in public school, that don't mean, look, you just trash them and just say, look, you're off to public school, and that's the best you're going to get. No, do something different, please. Get them out. Get them out of public school. I just urge you. I'm just urging you. get them out, because they're going to be indoctrinated. They're going to be little mindless slaves to the machine, to the government. And they're going to be taught to vote a certain way. They're going to be taught to think a certain way. They're going to be taught to think not a certain way because of the teachers. And I don't know, I don't have a problem with teachers per se, but I do have a problem with opinionated teachers, because that don't belong in the school. That doesn't belong in the school system. Get your own radio show. Do something different, kids. Don't indoctrinate them. Don't indoctrinate them. It's like an old Crosby, Stills, Nash song, teach your children well, their father's hell will slowly go by. Teach the children. Don't indoctrinate them. And if you got a kid in a public school, I'm sorry for you. You're going to have to sit there and let them grow up to be a pain in your ass the rest of your life, or put them somewhere else and let them grow up and be free, like we should be free. Instead of holding on to some kind of belief that this world can be better than what we've already made it. Maybe it can. I don't know. But it's not going to happen in public schools. I'm just saying. It's not going to happen. I wanted to go back because my intro includes an artist called Brian Futch. And Brian Futch was on our show a few times. And you can catch him at brianfutch.com. He's got some good music over there. Just go ahead and download it. It's pretty cheap. And, you know, give him kudos. You know, give him kudos and just say, look, you know, thank you for, you know, some of the music we play. Because, you know, we really enjoy dealing with people that we are accustomed to deal with, I guess. We're not very proud of people that we don't like. I don't like a lot of people. There's people that call me. There's people that text me and chat and that kind of thing. I don't like some of these people. Some of them I do. I really do. But some of them I don't. But Brian Futch, good guy, straight up shooter. Go check out his music. On a side note, I wanted to get off some of the politics and stuff. I'm just getting so overwhelmed and burned out with it, because it's the same thing every day. You got to blame somebody. One party blames another. One party blames another. But I don't know, back before my birthday a few weeks ago, I had to put my dog down because she had bladder cancer. And I ended up picking her ashes up on my birthday. So I was pretty tore up about that. But we went, and it was kind of like a fluke. We were just go LSN or whatever, you know, local search network or whatever. Excuse me. And we found somebody that had some puppies. And I'm like, I did not want to get a puppy. I wanted an older dog, you know. But I figured, well, let's go check them out. So me and my wife went out there, and we ended up getting a Aussie Collie. And I had Shetland sheepdogs before, and so this was not that far of a stretch, but he had 9 pups off one female. And so I climbed up in the trailer. He had him in a trailer in a barn. I climbed up in there, and this one just ran up to me instantaneously and just, you know, was trying to lick me and bite me and everything else to scratch me. I had, you know, the other eight kind of followed and shortly after, but I said, okay, this one I want. And it ended up to where she was, we took her home, and she's been a pain, but she's very smart, very agile, very smart. And I told my wife, I said, well, we gonna name her? I said, well, I was gonna name her Pretty Girl. You know, that's what I called my last dog. And I was gonna name her Pretty Girl. She goes, no, she's got black on one side and white on the other. I think you ought to name her Harley Quinn. So we ended up naming this dog Harley Quinn. And so her full name is actually Harley Quinn Pretty Girl Fisher. But she's been a load, and my wife had to go stay at her daddy's house this weekend, you know, because he's having some problems and that kind of thing. So she stayed over there, so I had a deal. I get some good quality time with this dog. I'm just telling you, I was out walking her because she's still not potty trained, but she's doing better. But it's just a fantastic thing, because I'm able to train this dog the way I want to train her, not the way somebody else wants to train her, getting back to the school situation. But it just, it's satisfying to me, because this is a female dog. It's something I wanted, not the exact kind of dog I wanted, but for the money and for the satisfaction of getting something that you actually want and paid for, and then have to deal with after that, like a little kid, it's gratifying. It's gratifying to me. I just wanted to put that out. I mean, I know it's sappy and all that kind of stuff, but it's gratifying to me, because I get to train this dog, and my wife does, and yeah, it's tiring, but it's something that it gives me a lot of hope, because not just for the dog, it gives me hope for me, because I'm able to get my mind off some of this political BS crap going on back and forth and back and forth, and it gives me something to do, keeps me off the streets, so they speak. It's rewarding. If you don't have a dog or you don't have a hobby, get something. Get your mind off some of this political BS out there, because it really will wear you out. That side of it, and I've been doing this for a long time. I started a lot of different websites. I did a lot of stuff for people, defend the Constitution rally. I mean, everything. And it'll wear you out, and you need something to fall back on. And this little girl sitting at my feet right now is something for me to fall back on, because I can pick her up and I can hold her and I can say, oh, you're a pretty girl. And she'll sit there and kiss me or whatever, scratch me, I don't care. But at the end of the day, it's a lot more rewarding than have to sit there and jumble through the politics and the hypocrisy of the left, of the Marxists in this country anymore. I'm so tired, I'm sick and tired, because they don't understand what this dog means. This dog, I guess I'm privileged because I was able to spend $100 on a dog and get one. I guess I'm privileged, because I'm able to train her myself. I guess I'm privileged because I'm smarter than they are. I guess I'm privileged. We've become a culture of those who want, those who need, those who have the ability, And that's communism. That's what it boils down to in a nutshell. We've become a culture of socialists and communism. Marxists. Because it really doesn't matter what I have. It matters what they want. What other people want. That's what matters to them. It doesn't really matter what I have. The more I have is the more that they can take from me over my dead body. But that's how it goes with them, because they don't understand. They've never lived in a communist country. They've never went through communism. They never understood it. They never studied it in school. And that's where it needs to be broken down to. The fundamental steps to fix this problem is in the school system. That's what I think. School system. The media you're not going to fix. You're not going to be able to control a conglomerate, that kind of thing. But you can control where your kids go to school, what kind of things they learn, what kind of lessons they learn. You can control that if you get involved. And I'm just saying, as an older person, if I had kids in school, get involved. Get involved in every single activity that they do at that school, if it's in a public school. If not, get them out if you can. Get them out of that public school. Get them into a private school, Catholic school. I don't care what it is. Magnet school. Get them into a different school, because with critical race theory, CTR, CTI, it's not going to get any better. They're pushing this stuff. They want to make you, as maybe a white, even a black person with influence or a black person with money, they're making you out that you're the oppressor. Everybody else is the victim, the oppressed. It's two classes in this country anymore. And it sucks for me to say that, but the thing is that it's true. And you know it's true because you watch videos, you watch TV, you watch, at least my listeners do, you watch what's going on around you, and you know what's going on around you. And you see that it's true. We are heading down the communist road, and we need to stop it now. Whatever means we have at our disposal, peacefully, stop it. Get rid of the commies in this country, like Alexandria or Cortez. Like, I don't know, Chuck Schumer, the pedophile, like some of the others. We need to stop this madness. Because otherwise, if we don't, it's going to get worse. Very worse. And there will be no coming back from it. It'll be dead. Our country will be dead. Tune out of the Olympics. Don't even watch it. Don't waste your time. It's not a sport anymore. It's a celebrity show. It's sad. That's the way it is. You're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media. I'm going to go head off to the sack with my little puppy, and God love y'all. Do what's right for your kids. Do what's right for the country. God bless y'all. See you next week.
hear his spirit sing. I am America. This land is my land, America. I know one day after I'm gone, someone will carry this dream along, and that's what makes others. He fought for the cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear.
Catch him over at brianfutch.com. Download his music. Good guy, good music. And you're listening to American by Design on conservativenationmedia.com. Good night. God bless. Take care. And get your kids out of school. Good night.